Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What toys should you be buying this holiday season? Not for your kids' enjoyment, but because they'll be worth a lot of money one day? It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Lori V is an appraiser and toy expert. You can visit her online at drlorive.com. Dr. Lori, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
You must be so busy right now. Like, is everybody, like, coming to you because they want to sell their old stuff for the holidays?
Yes. Yeah. Very busy. You know, it's always busy, but it's been even more busy, yes.
So I feel like this is the time to cash in on all those old toys that you've been storing, like the collectibles, right?
Exactly. You want to definitely cash in on all of it. There's lots of it, too. It's exciting how much stuff that we have.
But you know, Lori, it's funny to me because I'm not really even sure whether I would have stuff or not. I was just in my attic the other day, and I'm looking at all my old G.I. Joes, and I'm thinking to myself, are these worth any money? Plus, on top of it, I'm always trying to keep an eye on the future. Like, what toys could I buy now that would increase in value in the future?
Well, the future stuff is easier, right? So mm-hmm. It's easy to, I guess people go, it's easy for you, Dr. Lori, but it's easy for me to predict it. In 2000, I told you all, save Bob the Builder. Save Bob the Builder toys because Bob the Builder is going to be important in 20, 25 years because he relates exactly to what we were doing in the early 2000s. We were hiring subcontractors. We were building houses. We were doing all of that. So he was related to history. So of course he spiked and he did spike. So now 20 years later, those particular toys are going for good money. You want to think about what's coming. So what are we doing now? Mattel put out the Thank You Heroes Little People toys.
Oh, smart.
All about the folks who are, of course, are the first line, the front line responders, the nurses,
boy.
The delivery people, that kind of stuff. The doctors. And those particular toys that are indicative of what we're going through now are going to be valuable in 5 years, in 10 years, in 50 years.
Oh my gosh, I didn't
even
think
about
this. You
want to think about what's happening now, what's important now, and what toys relate to that. The other thing were some of the popular ones of the 90s were like Tickle Me Elmo.
Right.
Because the 90s was really kind of a tumultuous time. We're getting into thinking about the new millennium. You know, we had the Rodney King riots. There were a lot of these, the O.J. Simpson trial. There's a lot of this violence. So Tickle Me Elmo was happy. You know, you look at Elmo and you're like, oh, yeah, it's Elmo. And everybody's smiling and happy. That particular toy not only sold tremendously well in that time period, but also has become one of those indicative things of what we wanted the future to be like. Just like Beanie Babies. Mm-hmm. Make everybody happy. Go back to traditional toys. Other stuff that was kind of popular that now has big number values. Pokemon cards, Atari, the Asteroids all games. Transformers, anything Star Wars that comes from Kenner 1977 or anything Star Wars that comes even for The Return of the Jedi in the early 80s, that kind of stuff. Some of the easier ones that you probably have around that you don't even realize are sitting in a tub or sitting in a box in your basement are like Polly Pocket or a Koosh Ball. Some of these you could say, or the Teletubbies, which personally... The Teletubbies were too weird for me, but
yes.
The Teletubbies were very popular, too.
I know. I look at the Teletubbies now, and I'm still androgynous. I'm very confused with all the... But about G.I. Joes? I've got a ton of G.I. Joes.
Yeah, G.I. Joe's in good condition, and of course, Barbie with all of her friends, Ken and Skipper and this one and that one. But G.I. Joe's specifically, and if you have the G.I. Joe's with the boots, there's a whole thing about G.I. Joe's boots. And the accessories are important. If you have Barbie clothes with the Barbie tag or the Barbie take-along wardrobe, it was kind of like that vinyl that everybody had lunchboxes in the 70s of that vinyl. Those types of things also increase value a lot.
I'm definitely going to go home and check today. Do you have a lot of toys hanging around your house? How much are they worth? Dr. Lori is an antiques appraiser, toy expert. You can visit her online at drlorive.com. It's Anna and Raven. The American Girl dolls. My older daughter is kind of over them, so I was just going to give them to my younger daughter. But do they actually maintain any value and be worth more?
They maintain a lot of value. Some of the dolls like Kirsten, some of the dolls like Molly, some of the first dolls like Samantha, specific dolls. Now, of course, as a little girl, we all wanted the dolls that look like us.
Right.
So I'm a brunette. I'm still kind of a brunette with the help of a box, but, you know. So I always wanted a brunette doll. I had redhead dolls because my mother was a redhead. She always bought us dolls that looked like her.
Sad.
So the dolls that were, in fact, very valuable were the first ones put out by the Pleasant Company in the late 1980s. And then even today, these dolls, it's not only because they're expensive. It's because they really are well-made. And then they relate to what little girls are doing. They have the matching outfits. You can go and get their hair done. It's a whole experience with the doll. But, yes, the American Girl dolls can be well into the thousands easily.
How about these LOL dolls? Should we hold on to these or just trash them?
You know, some of the dolls that are just kind of like, I don't know, I always call it sort of like once-a-day play, you know, like troll dolls. They're not the best quality. So you want to look for quality, and you want to look for something that relates to what's going on in history. We were all big on reviving or reconsidering our history, and that's why the American Girl dolls were pretty popular. Cabbage Patch dolls, too, which really became an idea about agriculture and also became an idea, because they're from the Cabbage Patch, of adoptions. That was a time period when that was very big. And unlike the 2001 Bratz dolls. So the Bratz dolls are sort of like this movement into the idea of celebrity and wanting to be like a celebrity. So the Bratz dolls in the early 2000s are going to make a big comeback, too. Some of our more vintage view listeners, Mr. Potato Head or the Atomic Spaceman, you know, Mr. Atomic Space from NASA from the 50s and 60s were pretty popular, and the Easy Bake Oven. All those are going to be valuable. And what a lot of people are doing now is they're trying to keep those toys, if they're in pretty good condition, hand them down, but let them be gently played with at Christmas. Or they're doing sort of these, the toys are part of the decorations at Christmas now, the vintage toys. So along with the Christmas tree, they're sort of held up like a decoration and held in a place of honor now. I'm seeing a lot of that. So we're saying, well, we're going to use it as decoration, but the grandkids can't play with the Tonka toys or whatever it might be.
All right, so the top three things that you should buy this year and not give to your kids.
Right.
Just keep those toys right in the attic, and one day they'll be worth a lot of money.
Definitely anything that has to do with the toys of the pandemic, which are the thank you heroes from Mattel. I always say that, you know, the new American dolls are going to have the same kind of value as the old American dolls, so the newest ones, which are relating, again, to history. And this is really what the key is. Yeah, it's got to be kept in good condition. Sure, keep the box. That's all important. But if it relates to what we were doing at a particular time in history, it will hold its value. And that's true of any art, any antique, any collectible, any toy. You know, you name it, I'm going to tell you, history drives the market.
All right. If you want to visit Dr. Lori, you can head to her website, drlorive.com. As always, we thank you for joining us, Lori.
It's really my pleasure. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/drlorive, the same as the website. All kinds of tips about what's valuable and how you can evaluate your pieces are on my YouTube channel, too. Thanks, you guys.
I walked in this morning and I went to go check the Santa tip line, Raven, and it was jam-packed. Wow, a lot of people are being naughty and a lot of people are being nice. Now, the Santa tip line we put in place because Santa asked us to. He said, you know what, guys, I need some help. There's so many people that are being naughty and there's also so many people being good. How are we going to keep track of all of it?
Well, that's where we come in, of course. Make the call. I'm just going to say it again. All right, the more people that you tell on that are naughty, the better you look.
It's Anna and Raven. If you want to call the Santa tip line, it's 833-431-0905. Let's check it now.
Oh, hey, Anna and Raven. Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
Message received yesterday.
I think Calista in my office should be on the naughty list because she wears these really low-cut shirts on Zoom calls. I just have no idea what she's doing. It's actually kind of awkward. And now I have to listen to my wife complain about her, and I don't know what to do about it. So if you're listening, button up your shirt.
That's awkward.
Is that a thing? Are you just dress sexy for Zoom calls?
I mean, I don't know whether or not the girl's actually dressing sexy. Calista could be a very nice person,
right?
That could just be the way that the angle is on the camera. Adjust that angle.
Or
that's her loungewear.
Maybe she doesn't even realize it. Sometimes, like, you don't even realize it when you're, like, hanging out in the house and you just got your clothes on, you're jumping on a Zoom call. You're not really paying all that much attention.
That's the worst, though. Now you gotta explain it to your wife that this is just a coworker.
But what's your wife doing? Just peering over your shoulder?
They're at Zoom meetings, right?
Like, looking at your screen?
Message received.
Yesterday, we were playing soccer, and my sister, she pushed me to the ground, and so I pulled her down to the ground, and I won. So she was there, and she's been pretty bad. She's 8 and I'm 11, and she is pushed me to the ground because she's been mean and she's really strong. Bye.
She's really strong. Yeah. So here's the thing. Even though her little sister's only 8 years old, she's strong.
Yeah.
And she pulled her down. Now, here's the thing that Santa once told me. If you start the fight, you're going on the naughty list. In this case, she's right.
But
she
if you end it. But yeah. If you end the fight.
That's all right.
You're
golden. It's all right.
Message received yesterday.
I want to say that my coworker, her name is Letitia. She belongs on the nice list for Santa this year. She really is incredible. She went out of her way in 2020 to make sure this client we have, who's really difficult, was happy, and it wound up securing a lot more business for our company. I don't want to say the name on the radio, but she's incredible, and she wouldn't even take credit for it, and just basically said it was because we all worked hard on the project together. So she's a good person. She's an amazing coworker. She deserves something really good this year.
Letitia got that money coming in.
That's so nice.
Thanks, Letitia, for keeping some people eating in the company.
Yeah, that's good, good stuff right there. If you want to call the Santa tip line, 833-431-0905. You can call whenever you want and leave a message.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven, if you walk into a classroom and you immediately fall down and fake a huge fall, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, am I a student? Am I trying to get out of class? What is it I'm actually trying to accomplish?
You're a student. So my daughter came home the other day, and I won't say it. There's a boy, and he's definitely the class clown. And she's like, oh, I'm not going to say his real name. Jonathan's new thing is that he walks into class and he immediately falls down and makes a big display. I go, well, do you laugh? And she's like, at first we laughed, but Right. Now he does it in every class and the teachers just yell at him.
Yeah.
And
timing is really important when it comes to comedy, obviously.
Right. But I started thinking about it and I rolled my eyes. I'm like, oh, it's all I need to know about this kid. And then I said, stop, Anna, stop.
Mm.
Because I remember in second grade that I used to put my lunchbox on my head, and I used to make all the kids laugh.
Oh, it's the old lampshade in the corner of the party thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and remember like back in like the 80s where like lunchboxes were kind of like fabric-y? They were almost like insulated, like thermal?
I'm a little bit older than you, so they were metal when I was going, but I do recall seeing those, yes, the softer ones.
And I'll never forget it. The first time I did it, the laugh I got from all the kids, and I remember feeling like, like the high from it, you know?
This is what I'm going to do the rest of my life.
Right?
It's going to happen.
So I'm thinking about this kid, and for some reason, you know, like when something just sticks with you and you can't let it go in your head?
Mm-hmm.
All I keep thinking about is like, oh my gosh, this kid is like me in second grade.
Discovering themselves.
He's discovering that the laugh feels so good. And it's kind of all I need to know about you in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, I had a friend that used to do that, a coworker that used to do that every time we went on stage at a concert where we'd be doing an announcement or something like that. And he would always trip and fall or whatever. And he would do it on purpose.
Mm.
And it took a long time for people to really realize that he was doing it on purpose. But I'll tell you, it was memorable every single time.
Yeah, it's all I need to know about you.
If you've got the exact same lights as your neighbor for your holiday display, that's all I need to know about you. Now, you know that we do the lights every year at my house. My wife insists that I do it. We have many lights. I enjoy the lights. But what I've seen now amongst my neighbors is I think they're getting lazier this year. So everybody's done a lot of work on their houses this year. But for some reason, two of my neighbors have the exact same light setup. It's one of those ones that spins on the front of the house, and they're the same.
I think that if you have the same lights, it's okay. Like that.
No!
You get a pass on that.
If either you're working together or you need more creativity.
Okay. Raven, do you think you're a more aggressive driver than me?
No question.
Yeah, you are. That's what all this new research shows.
Did you want me to be defiant? Yes, I am definitely a more aggressive driver than you.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So AAA put out like all these new stats about aggressive driving that just came out. Men on average, 52% of men drive at least 15 miles per hour over the speed limit on the highways.
Yeah, I'm not going to really make it a gender thing, but just in the tri-state area, I think in general, most people speed wherever we go. But I like to look at it as, you know, you can either be a defensive or an offensive driver. I'm offensive. If I'm moving quicker than you and darting in and out, you can't catch me.
I got to be honest. You always give me a hard time about when we're together and I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
But driving with you, there's been a couple times where I've like really gripped onto the side of the car. I'm like, ah!
What is it about my driving that bothers you the most? Because I'd wonder if it matches with my wife.
Well, you swerve. You don't gently switch lanes. You swerve, like all of a sudden you've decided to make a left, mm-hmm. but you're really just changing lanes.
Yeah. No, I dart.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that's normal?
Oh, I mean, I hate it when people ride the lane in front of me in between. Choose, right? Get to the lane that you're going to.
Also, another thing that I thought was really interesting, according to the AAA, is that men follow too closely. 38% of men say that they follow the car in front too close. They tailgate. They do that thing.
Sure. That's what my wife says I do.
Yes. You also do that. Like, way too close. Way too close.
All right. You're piling it on now. What else do they say?
32% of men say they've driven through red lights.
Well, I mean, I think we all have at one time or another.
But not the yellow.
By practice, I don't do it.
But this is the one that, you know, I have, like, my biggest pet peeve is when people give the finger. It is my biggest pet peeve because I think it's so outdated and corny. Mm. Like, if you're still giving the finger, you gotta be old. I'm just saying.
That's terrible.
It's true.
No, but it's also the kid thing to do. It's like the first swear that you learn as a kid and that you can put out there to the world, especially when you're in the back seat and your mom doesn't know what you're doing facing the other drivers out there. I'm not a person who will approach you in the car and give you the finger. I'm not making rules against it either.
Ugh. 36% of men say that they have given somebody else the finger. And for women, it's only 28%. And I'm surprised it's even that high for women. But what is your gesture when you want to show frustration to other drivers?
I give it the old Italian. I give it that under the chin.
Under the chin thing?
That's right. I give it the under the chin. But I don't even do that typically now. You know, I mean, I got tinted windows anyways. They can't see me anyways.
Mm.
So, I mean, anything that I'm doing is just an exercise in futility.
I just try and
breathe at that moment because I know at that moment where something really angers me that there's terrible consequences can happen if you actually do something confrontational.
Tinted, what is this, 1997 with your tinted windows?
All cars come with them. Your car has tinted windows.
Yeah,
dork.
But you can see in.
Not really.
I don't know. Do you know what I do when I'm frustrated?
What?
What normal people do. You throw up your hands and you're like, what are you doing?
I mean,
you throw up both your hands.
Right, because that person can see you as they're driving down the road also at 15 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Listen, long story short, don't give the finger. I'm just trying to help you out here. Not really sure why somebody would go out of their way to remember 2020. This way, but all right, it's Anna and Raven. Not surprising, they just released the top names for dogs and cats of 2020. Top three names for dogs: Raven, Luna, Charlie, and Bella.
Luna, Charlie, and Bella. Okay.
I know dogs with each of those names.
Do you?
Yep.
I know a Charlie. I might know a Luna, I guess. Yeah, I've definitely met a Bella. I think we have a Bella on my street.
Yeah, my best friend's dog is Bella. And top three names for cats?
Yeah.
Also, Luna, Bella, and Oliver.
Okay. Yeah. Oliver's a good cat name.
Yep.
I like that.
That's not what's surprising. What's surprising is that there has been a huge trend in people giving their their pets coronavirus names. So there's been a huge surge in Corona.
Okay.
Rona.
Rona, I like.
What?
Yeah, I kind of like Rona. Kind of like that, yeah.
It's like when you say, oh, she got the Rona. Like, you can't give a dog that name.
To me, it sounds like a sports car. It sounds like a Nova or something like that. The Rona sounds like something cool.
Covey.
Also comes in a coupe.
Mm. Covey's actually not kind of cute.
Kind of cute, right? Yeah. See? Come on.
No, don't get me on board with this. I'm not on board.
Fauci?
Fauci, yes.
Everybody loves that guy.
Yeah, COVID has been a popular name, and Fauci has been a really popular name for pets this year.
I don't like COVID, but Covey, I like. That one's pretty good. Fauci, I like because he's like that little guy that everybody kind of likes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was thinking about this, you know, that he was just named one of the people of the year, and all I kept thinking is, like, 1 year ago, not one of us knew who Dr. Fauci was.
Not one of us. All that stuff with the 80s, the 90s, AIDS, all that stuff. Nobody remembers anything.
Now, all of a sudden, we're naming our dogs after him.
Right.
Yeah. So your dog's names are Barkley and Baxter. How did you get those names?
Well, Baxter kind of the name just really spoke to me. Like, when I looked at him, he was this close to being a Randall because we had just started watching This Is Us, and he really reminded me of Sterling K. Brown.
Okay.
And so I love that character. He's got a lot of range. And yes, he's got the same type of look, and they both look really good in sweaters. I don't know why. We discovered that early about Randall Baxter, but for a while we called him Baxter Randall, mm-hmm. and we would switch him back and forth in the backyard, but it really just kind of spoke to me. I like my dogs to be like Butch or whatever, you know, like scrappy type animals. Like, my cat's name was Scrappy.
Mm-hmm. My other dog's name is Barkley. Barkley, I just, Sesame Street, and then just, you know, he's just a big, lovable fluff ball.
Yeah, Barkley's actually pretty popular. My sister had a dog named Barkley as
well. Sure, sure. And it's a name of a big pet brand now and a couple other stuff. So
yeah, my dog is Lila, and I'll never forget it because I was so upset about it that we went to the adoption event, and we weren't supposed to get Lila. We already had a deposit on another rescue that was coming up the following week. And that
A vicious killer.
Yeah, his name was Viking. And my husband, Paul, was so excited for Viking. Viking was this little boxer rescue.
The most masculine thing Paul had done in a while, I guess.
Oh, he was so excited to have a boy in the house with him. We walk into this random adoption, and there's this one little tiny girl puppy in the corner not playing with all the other ones.
Scared.
Yeah, so scared. And Hayden, my older daughter, points to her and says, "Can I see that puppy?" And she just held her, and she didn't even move. We got home. We didn't know if that dog could walk.
Right.
Hayden never put her down. And the lady running the adoption event said, she's like, "Oh, what's going to be her name?" And my husband's mad because he's like, "We're supposed to be getting Viking next week.
Right,
and I'm like, "But she loves
Beowulf.
Her. She loves her." And she's like, "I'm going to name her Lila."
And then your husband just mortified.
Right. Did you adopt a pet this year and name it Fauci? Because if you did, oddly, you're not alone. Santa and Raven, they just released a list of the top pet names of 2020. Not surprisingly, for dogs, Bella, Charlie, Luna. For cats, Luna, Bella, and Oliver. Those are the top three for each. But the biggest trend of the year, and a lot of people were doing it, is giving kind of COVID names. So Corona, Rona, Covey, COVID, and Fauci.
I like
really
Rona.
Popular.
I like Rona. Fauci's like Rona. Cool because he's kind of like that cool little guy in the corner that's wearing the suit and the bow tie.
I like Fauci.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that's
I like
all right.
Rona. Rona sounds to me like, again, no. Sports car.
No, he's got the Rona. She's got the Rona. I'm not into it. No. But what did you name your pet? Because I always wonder, like, you have the free reign to do anything you want. Why did you choose it? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Okay, well, I have several cats. I have one named Jelly Bean because when I got him, he was only 5 weeks old, and he would lay on my chest in a circle, and he looked like a little jelly bean.
Sure, sure, getting that kidney
and
fetal position.
Yeah, he was so cute. Oh, my God, he was so tiny. I have one named Shumba, which means lion in Shona language from Zimbabwe.
Oh,
and the reason I named him that was because when I got him, he was a feral kitten, and he used to growl and fight and do everything like a little lion. So I named him Shumba.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
And then I have Sahari, which is Arabic for magical.
Wow. Look at you have the most cultured pet name.
And a zoo at your house, apparently.
Yeah.
So many animals.
Well, Sahari, the reason I named him that was because when he was in foster care, they used to try to keep him in a cage in the living room until his shots and everything were done, and he would always escape. So they named him Houdini, and I was like, Houdini? I said, no, Sahari, because he's magical.
But if I had to say Sahari all the time, that's like hard.
That's awesome.
That's not easy
Thank
to
you
say.
For the call. Thanks
yeah.
for sharing.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you name your pet and why?
Well, actually, it was funny. I got him 4 years ago at the rescue, and the guy, because he had big floppy ears, and he says, why not name him Falcor after the Neverending Story? Because he looked somewhat like him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Falcor was the best.
But then he kept following everybody around like a shadow. So that's his name. He's Shadow and he's white.
That's nice, yeah. Falco was a beautiful, fluffy animal I'd like to take a nap on. Also, I was in love with the Empress.
Okay.
Completely in love with the Empress.
It's a lot of information.
I mean, but when you go back and you watch it now, it doesn't hold up the same. It's just like, why is she so whiny?
Mm.
She's so needy.
Okay.
Oh, I got to save the universe.
All right.
Oh, I got to save
it. He's a boy.
All right. Let's get back to pets. Thank you so much. Huh. Top three names for dogs for 2020, Luna, Charlie, and Bella. Not that surprising, right? For cats, Oliver, Bella, and Luna. But the other biggest trend of 2020 that stopped me dead in my tracks, Raven, people naming their pets after the virus. Covey, COVID, Rona, Corona, and Fauci all made the top list of pet names of 2020.
I'm here for a couple of them. It's kind of like you're pushing back against the face of what's going on right now in time. You're just like, you know what? Something great came out of it, and you'll remember it forever.
It's Anna and Raven. What did you name your pet and why? I think it really brings you into the psyche of people, you know?
Sure.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
So I had a tiny little turtle, and I named it Mitten because was when I picked it up from the store, it was in one of those, like, cardboard boxes. And I guess it was trying to, like, scratch its way out of the box. And I was absolutely terrified. And I wish that it had had mittens on its little paws. I don't even know what you call a turtle's feet. But I wish it had mittens on them so that it wasn't scratching the box. So it became mittens.
I like that. That's really genius, actually. And I also wish that turtles wore mittens all the time, just in, like, general.
Well, I
think how cute you need a turtle mittens and your little tiny claw hands.
But would they have would they be fingerless so you could still see the claws there?
No,
a
that
bit,
was
like
in, like, 3 years ago. Like, when they were they would have fingerless gloves, but not now.
All right.
Yeah. And on Raven, what did you name your pet and why?
I named him Lucky because we were lucky to get him at the pet store because somebody else was going to get him.
Yeah, our second rescue dog, we did the same thing. We did a rope-a-dope.
I remember
Another family came in, and we had already been looking at him and waiting, and somehow, you know, it's chaotic at those events. So they got the cut, and they were holding him, but they were hemming and hawing.
Yeah.
And he was looking at us like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So they stepped outside to talk about it. In the meantime, we got a visit with the dog. At that point, I told my wife, go hide in the back.
Go hide with the dog.
I went out front and I paid the fees.
You kidnapped
like, you know
the dog.
I'm not waiting for somebody to come back. Forget it.
There was a little 5-year-old outside crying, waiting for her dog. And the mom came out and said, that big, large man there took the dog.
I had been seeing them for weeks. They were hesitant. We actually pieced it up after. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But I was prepared to steal that dog and tuck him right under my arm like a football.
No, good. Yeah. Santa and Raven, what did you name your pet and why?
My name is Dave, and my dog's name is a pit bull and Six, like Nikki Six. Molly Crew.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Is he also cantankerous and believes he's more talented than everybody else around him, like Nikki Six?
Well, first of all, Molly Crew, man, they did it. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? They sold 100 million albums, rock and roll. They did the American dream.
No, I'm a big fan. On the other hand, Nikki Six is definitely not very agreeable.
But
you know
talented.
What? You're right about that, but he did it. You know what I'm saying? He did it. He did it.
That's
he
true.
Four chords and did it.
I mean, he named his animal after him.
That's
you don't
right.
think he's going to be his biggest fan? Right? He's crazy?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for the call.
I'm actually changing my name to Nikki Six.
Yeah. And on Raven, what'd you name your pet?
My dog's name is Otis.
Otis? Why Otis?
My husband's a retired NYPD detective, and the first guy he ever arrested his name was Otis.
Nice. Nice.
What?
That's the best. Yes.
And there's a line in a movie, I'm not sure which one it is, where the guy says, Otis, my man. So he always... That's what he says to him all the time. He calls him Otis, his man.
I wonder if that's a badge of honor. If like a badge of honor, the first person you arrest, you're like, remember that dude? Got him.
That doesn't sound like a rescue. That sounds like a kidnapping.
Right.
But I do like it.
Thank you.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
It's been a week, Anna. How are you?
I feel like when it gets closer to the holidays, it's just always a lot going on and all of it seems magnified, you know?
Yeah, I'm currently making my own custom string of Christmas lights.
Why? Why would you do that? They sell them at Walmart for $3.
I can't believe this is happening.
There is like a Christmas light shortage, apparently, you know, COVID.
What?
Yeah. So I wanted these red, white, and green lights, and they're just out of stock. Can't find them. So I had to go with the red and white lights that I normally put on the tree. Plugged every strand in, tested them, made sure they worked. There was a couple bulbs out. I replaced them. Spent an hour getting 6 strands of lights on the tree while my grandmother watched. Plugged them in and half a strand of lights up near the top didn't work. Changed the fuses 3 times. Still don't work. Checked all the bulbs. Still don't work. You can't get red and white lights anywhere now. Multicolor clear is like all that's left.
That's
so
the difference between me
box.
And you and Alicia. Is I would have been like, oh well, and I just would have bought whatever they had.
Yeah,
but I
then just had some random color in between.
I was so happy,
yes.
Never so happy to be working late yesterday as I was.
All right.
Yeah, so I bought a strand of clear and red, and I am now alternating them. And here's the thing, same exact brand. I mean, same exact lights. One's red, one's clear, and the base is not the same on the red ones. So we're just going to pray that these work.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot.
Well, I did just change the batteries in the smoke detectors last week.
Oh, well, thank God. You finally did that.
Oh, don't be mad at me because the lights are on some shortage. I did that.
So wait a minute. You're unscrewing every bulb and then you're alternating them so they're alternating bulbs.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. That's a commitment
red
to Christmas.
And then 2 clears.
I mean, yeah. nothing says I love Jesus more than alternating bulbs.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be working late again today.
My poor grandmother was sitting there watching me, Anna, and they're not working, and I'm literally ready to throw the tree out the front door. There was some cursing in front of my grandmother. You know, I threw the extension cord. Like, I had a full meltdown, and she goes, well, did you wiggle them? Yeah, you watched me wiggle them. She goes, you know, when one goes out, mm-hmm. they all go out. I was like, in 1945, okay?
Well, they say that number one is holiday shopping, but they said the number two most stressful thing is decorating your house for Christmas. See, to me, this isn't my big holiday. I do Halloween. So I put up my tree. I do the mantle. I love those two things. Like, that's what I do. But then my husband does everything outside, and I don't worry about it. I just say, great job, babe.
Anna, well, you know I do, like, everything. And in the middle of all this, I'm painting our new mailbox post that we installed. I run outside, I put a coat of paint on that, and I come back in and fight with Christmas lights.
Well, how about Raven as a husband? Has he been supportive in all this? Has he helped you alternate colors on the light bulbs?
Whoa. Absolutely not. He helped me put the post in, told me I was the foreman, and he was just going to follow my orders, and then argued with everything I said. I'm like, you're not supposed to argue with the foreman. You're supposed to do your job.
She's kind of right. So,
well, yeah. I mean, the mailbox did end up pretty much perfect.
Okay, so how else has he been behaving as a husband?
I mean, he's been good. He really does not participate in the Christmas decorating at all. You know, mm-hmm. the lights aren't up on the outside of the house yet.
Yeah, but you know that's on the plan for today. So, you know, that's a low blow.
Mm-hmm. Let's see
if
it gets done.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. He did finally clean the lint trap for the dryer on the outside of the house, though. He did that. It's been 4 years, and he finally did that. So, high five.
Remember last year when you left the lights up till May?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, this year, depending on how temperatures are, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I get scared on the ladder in January when it's 10 degrees out. You know?
Yeah, no,
when
I
it's
get
in
it.
May, I'm a little bit more courageous.
Mm. And then did you fall last year, too? And well, it was warm when you fell.
From a certain amount of height, I fall pretty much every year.
It's just how you dismount. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'll give him a B, Anna. I mean, really can't give him an F because he hasn't done much. It's because he hasn't been home. You guys have been busy, so.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder and the grades grow larger.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Luke and Marie. Marie, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband's maybe a cheapskate. That could be the problem.
Oh, boy. All right. What's going on?
No, it's just, you know, we're having a disagreement about whether or not he needs or we need to get Christmas gifts for nieces and nephews when we're not physically traveling to visit them this year the way we normally would. Mm-hmm. We go to South Carolina for, you know, Christmas usually every year. Of course, no one's flying right now or traveling that much. So he's sort of like, hey, we're off the hook. And I'm like, no. We still have to send presents, even if it's just a gift card. It's family, and it's Christmas, and he doesn't agree. So that's what it's about.
Luke, what's your side of this?
Well, let's back up just a little bit, mm-hmm. because we've been going to South Carolina every year, like you said, and we've always brought gifts to all your nieces and nephews, which is all on your side of the family, and they've never really given much to us. Year after year, it happens. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm like looking for gifts, but I think if we miss out on this year, especially since it's COVID, especially since we're not going to be there, I don't see why why this year is so important for us. We're all going through hard times right now, so I just don't understand why you're so upset, Marie.
I don't think he's quite the supervillain that you get, but I understand you're either on the one side of the coin, Marie, where it's like you feel like this year is more important than ever, or you're on the other side where you feel like, yeah, this is a year to skate. I mean, I get that, Anna.
But it's nieces and nephews. That's your nieces and nephews.
Yeah, but if you don't see them in the face, you just keep on walking by.
How many of them are there? How many of them are there?
There's eight total.
I mean, eight.
Eight.
It adds up.
But you're not going to send anything? You don't send anything to your nieces and nephews because you're not going to South Carolina?
I know. What can you send eight of that's cheap enough where that's going to be fine? I don't know.
I mean, you've got...
Eight Legos.
No, you got to send gifts. But well, you know what?
You can send them each one piece of a Transformer, and then it can come together and form Voltron.
There we go. Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Marie. It doesn't matter that you're not traveling there. Pack up some stuff and send it down there, or order it on Amazon. Doesn't have to be extravagant, but you have to send something to your nieces and nephews. But they may see Luke's side, too. out of sight, out of mind. Maybe they'll just forget you guys exist this Christmas.
Right.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Luke and Marie, for the first year, are not going to South Carolina to visit the family because of COVID. Luke says, perfect. I didn't want to buy for the 8 nieces and nephews anyway. We can save the money.
Every year they go down and they never get something good in return. He thinks it's the perfect time to duck it. To be fair, it is a year of tighter budgets all around. He's not just saying it to be mean.
But she says that it's their nieces and nephews, and how do you not send anything to your nieces and nephews? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I have nieces and nephews. You know what? It doesn't matter where you live. If you love them, and they look forward to that, and you know, it's a family tradition, you can't just break it because you're not going this year.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side that you definitely should maybe just send down like a gift basket, something that the kids can like and then all of them can share. If it's multiple houses, I mean, Costco has great deals, $30. They have one with candies, popcorn night, and it could be a family pack. Mm.
Thank
you. Tell them you were thinking about them. You're not sending down that much money. Everybody's going to be happy.
Thank you for the call. That call was endorsed by Costco.
Be the 14-year-old who's like, I'm not taking the fruitcake. This is not my gift. No.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on her side, but I had the same situation a couple of years ago. Couldn't make it down to North Carolina. And I got one of those catalogs that does gift baskets. And I got this huge tower, Christmas-themed tower of all kinds of candies and cookies and popcorn varieties. And it was really beautifully done, and the containers were cute. And I just sent it down and said, sorry, we can't be with you this year, but please have a party, you know, on us. And everybody loved it. So there's different ways to do it.
Remember when I sent you that basket full of wine and all the bottles were broken?
They were. They were all broken. And then I felt bad telling you. And then you got mad that I didn't tell you until weeks later.
You didn't tell me for like a year and a half. I mean, I could have sent you another basket. That was like a $200 basket. They owed us more wine.
I cut my hand in one of the broken bottles, too.
So we should have sued.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Marie, our audience agreed with you. Luke, it doesn't have to be a ton, but you do need to send gifts.
Told ya. See? This is the rules of polite society.
Yeah, I get it that you're not totally thrilled about it there, Luke. But just think, someday you're going to get all those gifts back in heaven. Not here on this living planet. But when you get to heaven,
right,
hopefully you'll be well taken care of.
Yes. Actually, that's real. That's real.
Good.
Yeah, it's being a good person.
Yeah.
Are you all right with this, Luke?
I mean, again, they are family. I support Marie. I mean, we've been married for some years now, and, you know, I just... Yeah. I mean,
he doesn't have to like it, but he's going to do it.
He's going to do it. Yeah, right. That's all we can ask.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it. You just sign your name. It's fine.
That's it. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCore@AnnaAndRaven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kim.
All right, Kim, we've got $300 on the line. Raven is walking out of here. When that big door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can, and then I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
Number one, Tom Bergeron says he'll never return to Dancing with the Stars after he was let go. Who did they hire to replace him?
Tyra Banks.
Number 2, Oreo will release a Lady Gaga-themed Oreo inspired by her Chromatica album. It will have green cream and golden pink cookies. What company makes Oreos?
Nabisco.
Number 3, the most popular ice cream flavor this year is vanilla. What ice cream brand from Vermont has flavors like Cherry Garcia and Half Baked?
Ben and Jerry.
Number 4, Jessica Simpson revealed that she has dyslexia in her new audiobook. What band was her first husband, Nick Lachey, in?
98 Degrees.
At number 5, Taylor Swift debuted her new remastered Love Story song on a new ad for what dating website?
Match.com.
Let me bring Raven back in. Raven?
Yo.
Kim got all 5.
Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
All
right. Pretty impressive. Let's see how I do, Kim.
All right. Don't tie. Number 1. Tom Bergeron says he'll never return to Dancing with the Stars after he was let go.
Oh, that's sad.
Who did they hire to replace him?
Tyra Banks.
Yep. Number two, Oreo released a Lady Gaga-themed Oreo inspired by her Chromatica album. It will have green cream and golden pink cookies.
Cool.
What company makes Oreos?
Nabisco. Come on.
National Biscuit Company. Did you know that's what Nabisco stands for?
Did not. Don't care. Love their cookies. All day I could do that.
I should have asked that question instead.
I mean, who All would right. know that?
Well, it was a cheat sheet answer. Number three, the most popular ice cream flavor this year is vanilla.
Okay.
What ice cream brand from Vermont has flavors like Cherry Garcia and Half Baked?
Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah. Number four, Jessica Simpson revealed that she has dyslexia in her new audiobook. What band was her first husband, Nick Lachey, in?
98 Degrees.
Okay. Comes down to this last one. Taylor Swift debuted her new remastered Love Story song on a new ad for what dating website?
Match.com.
Oh!
He puts it in the bucket.
Did you see the ad?
No, but it's her and Ryan Reynolds, isn't it?
No, it's Ryan Reynolds. I didn't know this is on the board for Match.com.
Okay.
So he created this ad. It's hilarious. It's Satan and 2020 going on a date.
You know what? I did actually see something. I saw like a screenshot of it. But
yeah.
Hey, good game. No question.
Yeah, but, Kim, please challenge him again. We're going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I mean, that feels the same
Thank
as 300
you.
Bucks.
This is Kim and I can't beat Raven.
But man, you can't get better than that. That was close.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on, Kim. We're going to throw another $100 in the jackpot from Monday morning. You'll have your chance at $400, and I'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to Monday's five pop culture questions. First one's coming up at noon today, second's at 5:30.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.